Gentlemen, welcome. We're here to talk about the Group Wise 8 beta. What's the current status?
It went live about 3 weeks ago, possibly 4 weeks ago. We've had a lot of downloads, a number of hundred, in fact, probably over 1,000 right now, last time we checked. We've rolled it out here internally into Novell to almost all of our post offices. Currently, we've got 4,600 employees running on Group Wise 8 post offices, and we're running about 1,000 clients of GroupWise 8 right now internally.
1,001. I just installed it today.
Perfect. We're actually running more Linux clients internally than anything else, so that's positive news too. Obviously, Novell internally have been waiting with bated breath for this release. It brings a lot of those productivity enhancements that we've been talking about to our own organization. So lots of positive feedback. You know, we've got the executives running on it right now as well. Great positive feedback.
So let's be clear about that. At Novell.com is GroupWise 8 beta right now?
It is right now, yes. So we've also rolled out a number of our GUIs, the SMTP gateways essentially, and web access. So if you go to some of our hidden web access agents, those are running GroupWise 8 beta now also. Once the last post offices have been upgraded, the last three, I think it is, we will roll all of our web access to GroupWise 8 as well. So we'll be 100% GroupWise 8 likely by the end of this month.
You mentioned enhancements to the client. What sort of enhancements should new customers or existing customers expect?
Obviously, the majority of our base is a Windows customer base, Windows client. So we've led with the newest features there by benefit or virtue of it having that much more development years invested in it. We touched on three major things: contact management, time management, task management. So we've done a lot of things in those three spaces, a lot of other things besides, but when we talk about the big ticket items, that's where much of the investment has gone. And then we also, you know, we have this idea of personal productivity, increasing the productivity in an organization, which makes them more profitable, more flexible, more innovative. So there's a lot of innovation gone into the home view in particular. A lot of the value that users will get out of the client are around the increased productivity that the home view delivers.
Let's drill down into a few of those enhancements. Contact management, all I need is a contact list, an address book. What do we get extra there?
It really is around your mindset and where you get value from. You know, many of us here in Novell, we are very task-driven. We work on projects, and that's what drives our day-to-day motivation. But when you look outside of the technical realm into, you know, CXO level people, salespeople, they're very contact driven. Their value is in their contacts, and being able to feel ownership, feel some value from their contacts, that's really, really important to those guys. And so we've added a lot of things like the whole new look and feel for the Windows client, which is a new business card look and feel, including pictures and, you know, an overview of the most important information on a contact. Gives them that real sense of ownership and the sense of having a relationship with the person in their contact list. And the pictures, for me, essential. Terrible with names, all right with faces.
Me too, and right. I guess when you've got 500,000 contacts in your address book, that's going to make a big difference.
You've only got 500,000?
So what about time management? Are we talking about clocking in, clocking out?
We really aren't talking about clocking in, clocking out. What we're talking about here is taking calendaring beyond the corporate boundaries. You know, everyone's used to sending appointments internally and working with people in the next room, the next pod, or the next building. Right. But typically that's all within inside the organization. This takes calendaring beyond those boundaries. As we're a global organization, we're working with many, many different partners, often in disparate email systems. So this is about taking calendaring beyond those corporate boundaries, outside of your walls, outside of your geography, you know, people on the other side of the world, and outside of your system, and being able to, A, publish your calendar to them, B, see their published calendars, and C, busy search each other so that you can set up meetings much, much more easily. As a great example of this, if I'll just dive into that, the Danish government recently set up a project where they basically aggregated all of the calendar information for every single public servant in Denmark. Not using this methodology, they did a whole bunch of custom coding to achieve what we're giving them for free, but they spent €800,000 implementing this across all of their email systems. They expect to save around €10 million a year on productivity increases.
Just by bringing those calendars
together. Just by bringing those calendars together. And that's what we're delivering out of the box here.
And, wow. And at the end of the day, you have, if you scale it down to, you know, not at the high level enterprise level, but at the user level where you and I set up appointments, if you have to set up a meeting where you're bringing people from outside the organization in, sometimes that can take days, hours, weeks to get a lockdown time that everybody can jump on and be in, on a call or on in a meeting, and having the ability to actually busy search and look at those person's calendars speeds that up down to minutes, to where you can know a lock time and don't have to fidget around with admins and checking to make sure people's calendars work.
Even outside of the my.com boundary?
Yeah, so Novell GroupWise actually allows you to bring in calendars that are supported by standards like iCal that allow you to actually look in and search against those calendars based on those standards.
So are we talking a translation of different calendaring type protocols, or are we talking a fundamental shift in the way that GroupWise is handling their calendaring protocol?
It's leveraging standards for calendaring beyond the boundaries. We still use, you know, the GroupWise protocol that works the best for us internally, but when we need to bring in people from outside the organization, we leverage the iCal standard.
Gotcha.
And then moving on to tasks. So tell us a little bit about the enhancements for tasks.
And so this comes back to that personal productivity idea. For me, this is one of the central themes. The home view, I mentioned, the home view is a place where you can view lots of disparate information. But when I look at myself and how I work and how I view many of my colleagues working, we're all very task-driven. GroupWise 7 brought you the checklist folder and the ability to turn folders into checklists. GroupWise 8 goes a little bit beyond that. We've basically brought the what we call the hard-typed tasks, which are the tasks that appear on your calendar, and the checklist from GroupWise 7. We brought those two things together, renamed it to the task list, and that's where I spend my day. I kind of get cold sweats right now if I've got more than 15 emails in my mailbox, because it makes me feel like I'm getting behind. And so as emails come in, I'll process them. If it takes me more than a couple of minutes to reply, then I figure it's become a task. So I drag it into my task list. I prioritize it using my categories and then sort by category. So my highest priority ones are at the top. My lowest priority ones I essentially never see. Sorry, folks, if you're yellow in my task list. But that's where I spend my day. And we added the ability to have parent tasks and child tasks or subtasks. So you get some of that personal project management idea. You create, for want of a better word, a project at the top as a parent task, and inside that you have all of the next steps, you know, what needs to happen to get to 100% completion, which leads me to one of the other features, which is we have a percent complete field on those tasks. You know, if you like to see that you're making progress on something, you can mark something a particular amount complete, but also we have roll-ups. So if you have a parent task with four subtasks, you mark one of the subtasks complete, well, the parent inherits the completion status and becomes 25% complete. You can have multiple levels of that parent-child relationship, and some things that happen around when you mark them complete, they can disappear now, they can disappear tomorrow, never disappear, depending on how you like to work. You know, some people like to see at the end of the day they've got a bunch of stuff done, and all that shows at the end of their task list.
There I am. I'm a CXO. I'll have a great time with this client, with the new GroupWise 8. What about if I'm just an ordinary worker? Does this really apply to me?
It really does apply to you. And that leads me right into the home view, so thank you for that. Because what we've found is we've gone out and spoken to analysts and we speak to our customers. Email calendaring, you know, it's the mission-critical application. It's actually where users spend the majority of their day, though not necessarily all of their day. Right, so there's this cognitive friction that happens. You spend 70 or 80% of your day within your email client. You have to step out every now and again to go and do something else. What the home view does for you in GroupWise 8 is bring everything into the one place. And I'll expand on that. So GroupWise 7, if you're used to using the home view, you're used to having those panels that can display the content of a particular folder or your calendar or, I don't know, unread items as an example. What we added in GroupWise 8 was we increased the number of columns. So as we go out and we see these widescreen monitors or people with two monitors or more, you can now stretch the GroupWise client across all of that and make real use of all that real estate. We're up to 32 columns, but we also added panels that can bring in any web content. And you can have as many of those as you want.
So we're talking RSS feeds? And
well, and so are we? Yes, we can subscribe to RSS feeds, and that really isn't what I'm talking about, but that's a good segue, thank you. Yes, RSS feeds are also included. You can subscribe to any RSS feed. But these web content panels, you can point them to any web page. In Windows, we've basically embedded Internet Explorer controls. In Linux, we've embedded Firefox. But you can point it to any web-enabled application, whether that's a web page, you know, your Novell.com as a probably a poor example, but your inner web, or your call tracking system if you're a help desk, Salesforce.com if you're a sales organization,
your HR system, your expense system.
Yeah, or even if you're just a standard user and you like following blogs or topics, you can bring in all of those different websites and social networking sites that can, like Alex said, bring it all into one view where really the intent is to make you not want to leave, because you can actually interact through those panels. It will not take you out to a browser outside of your client. You can actually navigate and do all of your work inside of your client.
And let's be honest with each other. If my mail and calendaring is my primary application for the day, my web browser is my secondary application for the day.
It really is. And it saves users having to shift that mindset. They can still see their email without having switched applications, and they have the other content they need right next to it.
What about things like scalability? You've got all these new interactive features. Is it still going to scale to huge numbers of users?
It does scale, because the web features that I'm talking about have no load on the post office. That's all client-driven content. So there's nothing being uploaded back to the server. There's loaded with the reads in the home view, but you know, we've seen a lot of users moving to caching mode, which means that all of the reads that are happening are on local content.
And that lets me take my mailbox with when I head out of the office. I can sit in the plane and still use my mailbox.
Exactly. And you have that completely unified experience. You have that same home view wherever you go.
And on top of that, speaking of leaving the office, if you don't have your client in front of you, the web access client is amazingly different than its previous versions. I mean, we have made significant improvements to where it looks like what users are typically used to seeing in GroupWise version 7 on Windows. It's where you can see full email lists, you can interact with your calendar, drag and drop features. It really does allow you to have the same power when you're not in front of your client, but when you're actually out on the web.
I've got to say the dirty word, a Web 2.0 application?
Of course, we got all the good buzzwords in there.
Awesome.
I've heard talk of the client being available for other platforms as well. What can you tell us about that?
We have a client for Windows, a client for Linux, and a client for Mac.
That's going to make a lot of people happy.
It's going to make a lot of people happy. Obviously, I mentioned before, internally in Novell, very heavy Linux users. We also have a large Mac base out there that, you know, we're keeping happy with this release. Linux and Mac clients are absolutely identical, so it really doesn't matter what platform you're using. You'll have the same personal productivity increases that you can expect. The goal with the Linux and Mac clients was to bring them up to essentially feature parity with the GroupWise 7 Windows client. What that means in simple terms is adding the home view, as well as a few calendaring features. Another minor feature is a change to feature that, you know, lots of people relied on. Those are all in there. We feel that we met the goal, getting that feature parity, but we went a couple of steps further. With the home view, we didn't just go to the two columns that GroupWise 7 delivered. We went to the 32 columns, Linux and Mac, so there's a GroupWise 8 feature in there. There's also the autosave that we've added across all the clients. It was really prompted by web access more than anything else. We used to get a lot of problems with timeouts happening. People would, I don't know why, but they'd like to get into the web client and type their entire life story in an email, not realizing the session would time out in the background. So
I think I've received some of those.
There you go.
Mostly from me.
But the session would time out in the background and the content would be lost. So that really drove us to create this autosave, which we decided to take as functionality across all of the clients. Now no more lost emails.
So does that mean that the GroupWise version 8 client for Windows is miles ahead of the GroupWise version 8 clients for Mac and Linux?
No, so at the end of the day, we really put a plan in place to deliver a more solid GroupWise that the users are typically used to seeing. And what I mean by that is we never had plans to create a really new, sleek UI, something that's totally different from what users have been using in the past. We really want to build on a good, firm foundation that our GroupWise base has, and make a lot of really good, useful improvements on that to improve the personal productivity that Alex talked about. At the end of the day, whether you're a Mac user, a Linux user, a Windows user, or you live on the web, you have complete personal productivity at your fingertip. You can manage your tasks, you can set up appointments, you can categorize your emails and calendar items. You really can do everything that you need to in any of the different clients. So we've really raised the bar on all of them. Certainly the Windows client has a few more features on top of it that we've improved upon, but all in all, personal productivity is level set across the different clients.
We focused on the client. Are there any improvements, enhancements in the server?
Yes, there are. So we've added a new agent called the Calendar Publishing Host, which is the host for the published calendars that your users are able to publish from within their clients. It's basically web technology, so Apache Tomcat is the repository for all of those calendars. It serves them up in iCal and HTTP and will also allow busy searches against it.
Does that allow for calendars that I can subscribe to, say national holidays, for example?
Exactly, it does.
Very cool.
And so you can go to any external iCal calendar, whether that's, you know, an external organization that you're working with or something published on iCalShare.com as an example. You can subscribe to those from within the GroupWise client.
So this is the agent that actually does the translation between, in essence, the GroupWise protocol used internally for calendaring and these external protocols used with other clients.
Right, exactly.
It seems like we've been slightly behind the curve on catching up with our latest client, and now we've reached that curve. To make it so that we're looking beyond the curve, what can we expect in the next release?
And so a lot of what's happening in the industry now is less of a focus on this feature war and more on this integration war, the wider collaboration story. And it's about bringing all of those collaboration metaphors into the one place, which the home view is a great foundation for doing. It brings all of that disparate content into one place and displays it in an interactive manner. It's not a static today view. It gives you everything you need to get your work done, no matter what that work is. And that will be a lot of the focus as we go forwards. And we can talk about buzzwords like unified communications and those things, but that's a lot of where the focus of this collaboration industry is, Novell's included.
And there is a little taste of that in GroupWise 8, because we do integrate with our Teaming Plus Conferencing product to allow users who are really in that teaming environment that require those tools and resources to get their team projects done, they can actually see a lot of their Teaming Plus Conferencing folders and resources in their client in the home view itself.
You know, that's just what I was thinking, that those two products have some sort of parallel functionality and you bring some piece of them together.
So there's a lot more coming, as Alex said, but it really is a start of something that we're really excited about coming in the future with our whole collaboration offering.
So instead of my mail client being a place where I go to get a list of who's trying to contact me and what they're trying to say, it becomes my workplace, my desktop?
It is, and it remains the place where you go for what people want to talk to you about and what you want to say, but it brings all of those other communication methods into the same place. So whether it's voice, it's fax, it's SMS as an example, email, calendaring, all of those things should be accessible anywhere that you are. And that's a lot of what Unified Communications is about.
Well, awesome. Sounds like GroupWise 8 is going to be great for existing users. Alex, Travis, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thank you.